What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Tony Tequila from TonyTequilaTalks.com. Here with WrestleMania Night 2. Results and overall impression of the show. I really think that after reading some of the stuff on the internet, I'm kind of agreeing that they should go back to one night, even if we end up with a five-hour show. The crowd seemed kind of dead in some matches. And I will talk about that as I get to the matches. But, yeah, overall, I think WrestleMania should be one night. I know it's a different crowd, but still. So, we open up the show with the Hulk Hogan and Titus O'Neil dressed up as pirates. And they give, you know, they're kind of trying to pump up the crowd and get it going. We open the first match with Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. Lex and Bray's entrance was amazing. And of course, the red light stayed on. Bray Wyatt came out, was coming through the gorilla position, and physically transformed from the burned fiend back into the completed fiend. So, great match. Expect anything other than a brawl, almost shoot, and that's what we got. There was a lot of outside brawling, and then Lex pops up and is sitting on the Jack in the Box, and all of a sudden it looks like if you've seen Suicide Squad Enchantress, she has a headdress similar to that, and starts pumping this black fluid, which distracts the fiend, allows Randy to RKO out of nowhere. Then we go to a promo from the Hulkster and Titus, and out comes the Hulkster, Titus, and Eazy-E, Eric Bischoff, and then out comes Bayley, and Bayley's, you know, playing it up. The next match that we had was Natty and Tamina versus Nia and Shayna Baszler for the women's tag team titles, and of course this is just a pounding match. It is if you expected scientific, yeah. All these girls are brawlers, and that's what we got. Lots of good tagging, lots of near falls, but Nia and Shayna do retain. Then we go to Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, who comes out with Logan Paul. It was a so-so match. I think I kind of was catching up on some paperwork, so I kind of really missed a lot of it. I do enjoy watching Kevin, and I do enjoy watching Sammy, but I'm tired of seeing them fight each other. It's getting to that John Cena, Randy Orton spot of about 6 years ago where they were just fighting all the time. And it's just boring and nobody wants to watch it. So we'll stop forcing it down our throat. But KO wins with the stunner after Logan Paul kind of pulls a side distraction. And then KO stuns Logan Paul as well. Logan Paul got an okay reaction. I mean, I don't like the guy, but he's a good businessman, so. and some of you can hear it in my voice. I'm not sick. I woke up with allergies, so I don't have the Rona, in case you're wondering that. And then we go into like three title matches in a row, or three title matches in a row. First one was Riddle versus Sheamus, and this was a good match. This was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Some of you know I'm not a huge fan of Riddle, or I'm not a huge fan of the Riddle character, the bro character, but I mean the crowd likes him, and he's over as a face right now, and Sheamus is super over as a heel, and so when you get those combinations, it's going to be a decent match. Bro hit a superplex jackhammer type thing. But Sheamus was able to kick out. Sheamus with the brogue and an Alabama slam on Riddle. But Riddle able to get out of there. Riddle hit this nasty looking suplex on the apron. And the ref gets to about a 7 count. And then, you know, the combatants were able to get back in the ring. Sheamus, let's see, and then there's a, I think there was a, some, I'm typing so fast that I, like, don't really pay attention to what I'm typing, and I don't edit as I'm typing, so I'm reading my notes, so I'm sorry if I'm pausing for a long time. There was, oh, okay, so there was like a dive or something. The power bomb, maybe? Or that dive outside of the ring. But Riddle is having a hard time. Sheamus tries for suplex, but the Riddle reverses. Then reversed again by Sheamus. And Sheamus hits White Noise. Then the brogue, and we have a new winner. New U.S. title, United States champion, Sheamus. That match was followed up by Big E and Apollo Crews. Big E was led to the ring by Wale. And Big E does maintain control of the match for, I'd say, 75-85% of the match. And he hit AC, Apollo Crews, with this beautiful uranage. And then they go outside and they're brawling. It was another no DQ match. It is a Nigerian drum match or something. So there's plunder all outside the ring. They grab it and they use it. The kendo sticks. And then, you know, there's more brawling and match going back and forth. I was eating at the time of this match, so I wasn't really writing a lot of notes or anything. But someone from the outside jumps Big E, puts him out, and allows Apollo to get the win. to me, it looks like the guy from Retribution, but I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully they talk about it tonight or on Friday. The third match in a row, third title match in a row, was the women's title, which had Rhea Ripley versus Asuka. Rhea had this super hot entrance, which was played to the ring. So the crowd was really good. Crowd was hot for this match, actually. And Rhea just takes control from the get-go. Short arm clothesline. Two short arm clotheslines. And then, you know, there's just a lot of reversals going on here. And then an ankle lock. Asuka hits a release German suplex. The hip attack twice. Rhea dropped Asuka at one point face first into the apron, and then Asuka with the DDT to the outside of the ring, and that move, I don't know, I think you just have to see it to look at how amazing it was. It looked really good and it looked believable, so sorry. But yeah, it was good. Rhea barely beat the count. I think she was at maybe 8, 9. Lots of reversals. Then Rhea hits the Riptide, and we have a new champion. So we had three title matches in a row and three title changes. What are the possibilities of a title change for the main event? Let's go to there. So the main event for the end of the night was a triple threat match for the Universal Championship. No disqualifications. Daniel Bryan versus Edge versus Roman Reigns. DB first. DB. The crowd is fairly split. You get a lot of jazz chants. Then Edge's music comes hits and the crowd's reaction is just as big. Roman Reigns, of course, receives a series of boos. Overall, a good match. I really didn't take notes on this because I just really wanted to enjoy the match, and I did, and it was a really enjoyable match. Edge, one of the things I wanted to say about Edge is that he came in looking really lean, and he looks like we could be in the possible best shape of his life, so I'm hoping that there's going to be some more matches between him and Roman, or him, Roman, and Daniel. I really would like to see them go at it a little more, but Roman ends up retaining with help from Jey Uso, sort of. I hope you guys enjoy the recap. I'm sorry my voice is trailing in and out, but I'm about to drink some tea because I've got a really important interview coming up tomorrow with the longest flying Tinkerbell in Disney history, Gina Rock. So I'm going to post that, and then we're going to have fun. She's very interesting. I'm reading over some of her stuff, and she has a very interesting story. So I hope you guys listen in on, I will post this interview on Wednesday, 5 p.m. So enjoy. Have a great day. And remember, love, peace, and chorizo grease. Love you guys. What's up, everybody? It's Tony Tequila from TonyTequilaTalks.com. Here to talk to you guys again about Papa's Herb. Papa's Herb is quality smoke for not a lot of money. Their carts average right about $25 to $35, depending on where you go. And tonight, I'm actually going to talk about the Tangy vape cartridge and talk about the product description and that kind of stuff. So, it averages about 4 and 4.5 stars on the website ratings. I, myself, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 it's got a great flavor. It's got good, it does what it's supposed to. It gets you high. And that's really important. I mean, that's 2 out of 5 automatically. The third point comes in for flavor, and price. The packaging of the carts are pretty basic. I mean, it's an aluminum foil packet that allows the product to remain fresh. So, I mean, like I said, it's a 4 out of 5. And I'm going to get to my reason why it's not a 5 out of 5, like Papa's Blue Dream. So when the product description says it's with the Papa's Herb, it allows for the predictability, control, and amazing amount of potency. The all-new cannabis oil vaporizer, which is the battery, is a great discreet option for all Papa's Herbs lovers. So the other day, I'd say about a month and a half ago, we went to the zoo here in town, and we were looking at the exhibits, and I was able to like smoke out there and get away, get rid of some of my anxiety with that vaporizer, and nobody even knew. They just thought I was vaping. They didn't know. They were like, "Hey, you can't do that here." They didn't realize that I was actually smoking weed. Tangy is another fantastic offering from DNA Genetics in Amsterdam that has quickly gained popularity in its home and is spreading everywhere. This strain, sorry, this strain is a remake of sorts of their popular version of Tangerine Dream that was sought after in the 90s. So I know some of you guys that are listening are not that old, but some of you guys probably are. I remember that how bad the weed was back in the day, and so when you got something that had a flavor, like this Tangerine Dream, yeah, it was amazing. So, the genetic strain or and this genetic strain is a cross of California Orange and the Skunk Hybrid, and the citrus heritage is most evident in its refreshing tangerine aroma. Now that I can agree on, it does have this orange smell even as you dry, say take a dry hit, I guess would be the word for it, and you get that tangerine taste, and the smell is not super skunky, but it does have a little skunk. So this one is a little harder to sneak and be sneaky with. It's listed as a citrus, creative, earthy, energetic, euphoric, focused, happy orange pepper, which I was shocked to see in there. Pine, sativa, spicy herbal, uplifting. And yeah, when I read pepper, I was like, pepper. And then I went back and realized, I started to look at it and like see how many different strains of other weed has a pepper element and a pine element to it, which is quite surprising. But there'll be more on that on another day. And a little more about the strain. Of course, I had said it was based on the Tangerine Dream from the 90s. And yeah, here it says Tangerine is inspired by creation of several citrusy hybrids, including Sour Tangy, Tangy OG, and Agent Tangy. Some of the reported effects from this strain are up feeling uplifted, focused, happy, and yeah, so, and that is what I get out of mine. But with me, for some reason, when I hit this pin, I think it's because of the pepper, I get a burn, especially when, trying to get a good hit and you're gonna exhale a little and you get that smoke coming through your nose. Yeah, that feeling is not good with this strain. And then the top three reported flavors are citrus, orange, and earthy. I have to agree with the earthy and a little of the citrus, not so much the orange. I get more of the pepper, but my palate is a little, I don't want to say refined, but it's a little bit higher than some people's. So, overall, I give Papa's Herbs Tangy a 4 out of 5. The reason it doesn't get the 5 is because of the pepper, and that's not Papa's fault, and that is just my personal thing. I can, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna do an amendment, being that it's not their fault, and amend it to 4.5 stars, with the half star being held out on personal preference. I want to thank you guys for listening to my review of Papa's Herbs. Kanji 1 gram cart. Look forward to my interview tomorrow night with Gina Rock, and it'll be up on Wednesday, and then Thursday night 9 o'clock, or Thursday night 9 p.m. Pacific time, I will put up the AEW report along with the midweek wrestling report, and hopefully some updates about possible guests coming in. I want to thank you guys again. Remember, be nice to one another, spread the joy, love, peace, chorizo grease.